Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The country's divided, and folks just don't agree on much these days. But one thing we can all agree on, teachers bring their all to their students. Every day, no matter what. They are the constant force in their classrooms, bringing compassion, joy, and hope to their students. Together with Donors Choose, let's give teachers a moment they'll never forget. Now is the time to show up for educators. Even a small gift can bring big joy to a teacher near you. Visit donorschoose.org/appreciation and make a donation today.
Turning up lit speakers now. Gotham, Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
As some of you may know, is Daffodil Day. And to tell us more about the incredible work that the Irish Cancer Society does, we are joined right now on 98FM by Katie Brown.
Good
Thanks
morning,
so much
Katie.
For coming in, Katie. Very much.
Looking like a daffodil in her get-up this
dressed
morning.
Dressed in yellow, so appropriate for the day. Katie, tell us, for the people that don't know, what is Daffodil Day?
Well, Daffodil Day is the Irish Cancer Society's biggest fundraiser of the year. It's a really important one. All across Ireland today, on every street corner, in every shopping centre, in every town, city and village, there is people collecting for the Irish Cancer Society and for Daffodil Day in their bright yellow, like myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big target for today for the Irish Cancer Society. They're hoping to raise €6 million.
Wow.
It's a big day.
It's a lot of money needed.
Yes, it is a lot of money needed to go towards the services that they offer.
Yeah.
It is required.
I hope you don't mind me saying this. An emotional day for you.
Yes.
As we were talking during the music there. You were diagnosed yourself with breast cancer in May of 2023. Coming up to just nearly 2 years. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. I suppose I was diagnosed in May 23, as you said. Mm. I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I consider myself to be very lucky to be a breast cancer survivor. My mum is also a breast cancer survivor, as well as my aunt. And it's in our family. So my mum was diagnosed 20 years ago. Wow. And because of that, I kind of knew that I needed to be vigilant.
Yeah.
And my aunt was actually diagnosed in March of 23. And then I was diagnosed in May.
Wow.
I suppose when my aunt was diagnosed, I kind of just said it to my GP. And they said we'll just check and we can refer you into a clinic. And I was like, oh, if you're sure, you know. Mm. And she found a lump that day. And subsequently, I was diagnosed then with breast cancer. And I went through treatment then. I hadn't had children, so I had to have IVF.
Okay.
I had to have surgery and chemo and radiation. So my hair is growing back with all the mad chemo curls at the moment. And
hair looking fabulous, by the way.
It looks gorgeous.
People would pay for those curls.
Yes. And then I will say I returned to work then in 2024. And thankfully, I feel very, very well.
Yeah.
And I'm on a preventative treatment now, which we'll say people tend to be on for a while after cancer. So I'll be on it for 10 years. And I feel well. And I feel very lucky. I was one of those really lucky people to be detected very early. Mm-hmm. And today's a big day as well then for the Irish Cancer Society.
And early detection is key. I mean, as a family with your diagnosis and your aunt's diagnosis 2 months apart, I can only imagine how you navigate that as a family.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember my dad speaking to someone who was arranging a fundraiser. And at the time, he said that he just overheard him. And he said, So his wife had been diagnosed, his sister-in-law and his daughter.
Wow.
And when I heard him say that, I was like, oh, wow. But thankfully, we're very lucky. We're all still here. We all were early detection. And because of that, it's really important that we just understand how to check ourselves and what we know the risks are and what the changes are. And that, I think, is... it's just really key to actually surviving it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, a lot of volunteers all around Ireland today, I presume.
Yes, all around Ireland today. There are so many different thousands of volunteers out there. They are collecting for the Irish Cancer Society and they are all over the country.
Of course.
Brilliant. You said that they are aiming to raise 6 million euro today, which is absolutely incredible, and fingers crossed you will absolutely get to that. Katie, can you tell us some about the free supports and the services that the Irish Cancer Society offer, maybe ones that you would have availed of yourself?
Yeah, so they offer a wide range of services. So they have transport to treatment, which is a service of where they'll collect people and bring them to the treatment in the hospital. They also have free counselling services in a lot of the cancer support centres around the country. They have Daffodil centres in 13 of the major hospitals around the country. So when someone's diagnosed, like I was, someone from the Daffodil Centre will reach out to you and ask you, you know, to come in for information sessions, which was really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And they also put a lot of money into research, which I think is
very important.
Very important. So researching new drugs and new treatments. And that's something that I can see the difference in from when my mom was diagnosed and when I
years
went
ago.
Through it.
Yeah.
So when my mom was diagnosed, she got chemo and, you know, she was so sick after it.
Mm.
I got chemo and thankfully I was well because they have all these meds now
medication
that they can give you.
That's amazing to hear.
It is.
The progress being made.
100%. And I can see that progress. And yeah, I feel very lucky to have
of course
gotten it this time.
Katie, thank you for joining us. I honestly wish we could talk to you for more. We're live on the radio. We're sadly out of time, but anyone wanting to support in any way they can, every euro counts. You can buy a pin on the street and also donate at cancer.ie/donate. Katie, thank you so
much. Thank you so much, Katie.
The country's divided and folks just don't agree on much these days, but one thing we can all agree on: teachers bring their all to their students every day, no matter what. They are the constant force in their classrooms, bringing compassion, joy, and hope to their students. Together with Donors Choose, let's give teachers a moment they'll never forget. Now is the time to show up for educators. Even a small gift can bring big joy to a teacher near you. Visit donorschoose.org/appreciation and make a donation today.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Or misplace your keys more than you'd like to admit? As we get older, our brain slows down. We need to protect it. That's why I use Methylene Blue, the nootropic everyone is talking about to boost focus, memory, and mental clarity. Want to stay sharp, boost your focus, and protect your brain long term? Go to livegood.com/SXM to shop all of LiveGood's highest quality products at the lowest prices anywhere. livegood.com/SXM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
You're listening to Brian Dowling and Leanne Hannafin. It seems that Brian Dowling has taken himself on a little adventure, a little mission this morning. Brian, where are you?
Oh, darling, it's so glamorous out here. It's sunny. It's very breezy. Guess where I am? I'm standing right outside Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. I am with Sarah and Anna. I was inspired by Katie Brown and her conversation we're having regarding Daffodil Day. As you know, Leanne, I was up early this morning, 6 o'clock, a meeting at 7. I didn't have time to purchase or buy anything. Good morning to you. Good afternoon. Say, Sarah, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Brian.
Anna, how are you?
I'm great, thank you so much.
Now, talk to us about Daffodil Day. What does Daffodil Day mean to a lot of people?
Well, Daffodil Day is our biggest fundraiser. And really, I feel like it's a bit of a national day. I think people really want to get involved. People love the society. So many people are affected by cancer. We hear a lot of stories when we're here out on the street. And we just get great support. Like, we really feel that we are turning the country yellow today.
Yeah, and every euro counts. Sarah, when we were chatting with Katie earlier on the show on 98FM, we said that the Irish Cancer Society needs to raise 6 million euro today. Shake those for me. A lot of money, but it's all very possible, right?
Yeah, it is. And just come out and support us. We really appreciate it. We're all across the country today and you can donate online as well. And there's coffee mornings, there's schools doing dressing in yellow, and just every little helps. Maybe I'm taking a line from Tesco there.
I like it. It's yours now, Anna. Trademark that. Sarah, I've got 20 euro to spend. Thank you, producer Russell. I'm going to give that to you. You accept cash. You also accept cards?
Yeah, we've card readers. We take cash, big cash, small cash, it's all welcome. Yep.
And what can people actually, what are people able to purchase as well? Tell us about all the stuff you've got here.
Well, we love people to wear a daffodil, obviously.
Can I get a daffodil?
Show their support, yes. So you can take a daffodil there. The merch varies from table to table, and there's also going to be people out in shopping centres tomorrow, and there should be lots of merch in the shopping centres tomorrow, as far as I know. Don't quote me on that. Yes, yes. My favourite for this year is the new little teddy keyrings with the daffodil jumpers on. They're very cute.
Also, Anna, some dog bandanas here as well.
Yeah, we have some dog bandanas, and we have a little toy dog here, Sportnut, a model for today. And we also have tea towels as well, 3 for 10, and they're great, and they last a very long time.
Very popular as well. Coffee cups are very popular as well, and these cooler bags we have.
Now tell me, spill the tea, Anna, quite literally. What time did you start at?
I was here from 7:45 this morning, so, and then we'll be here till about 5, I'd say, this evening. And I'm also in Omni Shopping Centre tomorrow as well, so pop in and say hello.
Oh, you're getting it all right. Sarah, what does your day look like today?
It looks human, friendly, happy, heartwarming, and cold-toed.
We get that. Actually, some gentlemen here are trying to buy your bits. We like that. All the money. We're live on the radio. You've got your daffodil. You need to get a daffodil, sir. He's getting, he's pointing at it. Yes, as we said, the cancer, Irish Cancer Society needs to raise 6 million euro today. It is so busy. And of course, you can donate at cancer.ie/donate. Leanne, back to you in the studio. I'm on the way, darling.
Thank you, Brian. And thanks to Sarah and Anna as well for the lovely chat there. If you can at all today for Daffodil Day, get out, buy your pin on the street. Like they said, cash card, they're accepting it all. Every euro matters, and it's going to help patients and their families for the support when they need it the most. You can donate right now as well online, cancer.ie/donate.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98FM.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.